choice. We can go through some of the halachah ma'isa shaburas about halachah and sugya gufa, or we can go through the Ramban mahalach and the sugya gufa of Manala. I don't have time for both. Each one needs about an hour's worth of work. I'm going to start with the shaburah, and maybe we'll see if we'll get to that, the Ramban. I mean, there is going to be some points where they overlap. Okay, so we have machlokes in Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, but halachah and sugya gufa is chayiv according to Rabbi Huda. It's potter according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Sharnim, the Rosh Tor, the Ramban says that that's the sheet that's a riff. Ibn Chananel paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Halachah and sugya gufa is potter. The Rambam paskin like Rabbi Huda that is chayiv. In Shita Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. Machaber in Shin Tezayin Sifches. So Shmuel Shrotz Amurim Batara Atzarim Kayev Chavu Behen Abishal Yotzim Mehem Dam El Nitzur Tachas Saor, which that's the sugya we'll get to as a Hashem. Chay, Shar Shrotim, and Chayv Behem Chayv, Elon Ken Yosem Hemda, Lahat Sodom, the Tzarek Chayv, Shalat Tzarek Istam is part of Rabbi Losser, the Rambam is Chayv. So the Machaber puts it down as a Hat Sodom, the Tzarek Chayv, Shalat Tzarek Istam, part of Rabbi Losser, Kamo, the Rambam is Chayv. So it sounds like Losser the Machaber that he's Iker passing like the Shitas Rishonim that it is Old Rabbanon, and he's pointing out the current Rambam is Chayv. Similarly, in Shilam Medal, in Sif Kavzai, the last sif in the Shema Medalit. Kachelus Menachas Avokim Shiram Nizaykim Ba Yochel Chabaisa Beinim Hishol Matechas Beinim Hishol Eitz. Well, the Rambam Oyser Bishel Eitz. Okay, so invited. That the Shaila is by Eitz. The Hatter is because since he's not doing the Tzarech Pechom, Sumel Zlochas and Sichel Gufa, and Sumel it's only Isad Rabban and the Mokim Hazek of the Rambam. And we're matter it. The Rama holds as this is the Raisa. Even though it's not the Tzarek Pechem, it's a Malach of the Raisa of Kibui. And Mela, it's Osir. Why Metechus is different? That's a different conversation. Metechus is not called, it's not called Kibui for these purposes. Okay. So those are two places where it's Mash, but pretty clear that Machaber is bringing the Shita of Rabbi Sharnim is that, like of Shimon, that's the Ikra Shita. He says, "This is the din." Yochel lechavoyse benim hu techa benim mishal eitz. Kamo l'ramam oyse mishal eitz. Right. So that parallels the lashon he says in Shin Tezayin. In Shin Mem, at the beginning, you know, we've touched on, you know, we've played around with Shin Mem a lot. We haven't really gotten everything there is to get in Shin Mem. So in the beginning of Shin Mem, also little saroy oitzi porno, bein b'yad bein b'kli, bein la'atu bein la'cherim. So it's also to do that. V'kai yivol shtei saris, melak at levonis b'teich shkaris, a person who is he's developing white hairs, so he wants to pick out his white hairs out of his black, they should look young still. Philip Achas is Chayiv, that's enough to be Chayiv, that's a Gemara, Achas is Chayiv. Then he says, Philip Achas is also because Layubish Gabra Simlasish. So Machaber says, in these cases, of Philly is Chayiv. So comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Tais is on this Gemara, this is Gemara, Sugya and Sadi Dalit, right after Sugya of Moshe and Sugya Gufa, the next Mishnah is this Mishnah. Tais says, this is all the one Kirby Huda, because the Chayiv is in the Sugya of Gufa. The case of Geysers of the Mishkan was to use the wool. You would use to use the wool. So over here, you're not doing it with Tzarek, the Tzemer, so it's Malach Shem Sikla Gufa. So the Mishnah, it says Chayiv, is only like Rabbi Yehuda. So Zot the Goyim, and the Machaber is passing Stam over here that it's Chayiv, he's passing like Chitas Rabbi Yehuda. But he's sourcing like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So that would be a shikla theory between that and the Lashon and the Machaber and the two other places. The Bir Loch over here brings a Rivosh, and he quotes Rivosh here in the beginning of Shin Mem and Dibur Maskol V'Chayiv. It's a nice long Bir Loch. If you look, if you have the Surah Sadaf, it's going to be in the on the Amud Beis. It goes on on to the next Amud Aleph, but on the Beis, the first wide line, the second wide line. So the Gra says that he says something about Rambam. But my last, the Kushas Kol Achranim Shatur B'Shulchan Aruch says him as Atzman. The Chara, it says even if you say it in the Shulchan Aruch, well, the Ma'aseh the Tur passes Behadya like. Like the Shita's a rush, like Rav Shimon, the Torah brings this din down. So how are you going to answer that? She says he recourts a reverse. She says in the Mishkan, that's when you had both scenarios. You had a case of geizes, which the purpose was to use the tzemer. That was clear that they made things out of wool. They had to do that. There also was cases where you had uris, which you wanted to use the uris, and you wanted to remove the hair, that the uris should be look nicer, because the hair is whatever, disheveled, etc. So the purpose of the geziza was the tzarech the or. And that's a valid oifen of the malach of geizes as well. So the malach of geizes can be either the tzarech of using the hair, or it could be the tzarech of being miyap or the or. Either one was a case of the hechatimsi which you had in the Mishkan. So either one is called tzarech of gufa. That's what the Rivash says. And then he says the Rivash is the Talmud of the Rounds. He says you look at the Round Bechidush of Shabbos back in the Gemara with him in Sadi Dalid, and he says basically the same Yisoid. He quotes the Ram that says the same Yisoid. Okay, so it comes out if a person is going to do Malach of Gziza, not the Tzarek, the item that he's taking off, but the Tzarek in the Yapa, the item that he's taking from, it's also called Malach of Shrikh of the Guf. So now he says, therefore, I have a situation where a woman forgot to cut her fingernails before Shabbos, and she's going to the mikvah. So our minhag is that women cut their fingernails before they go to the mikvah because the chashash of tzitzit has something dirty under their fingernails. So what should she do? Right. So even if you tell me she do amir la'akum, so amir la'akum, so shus is mutzah the tzarech mitzvah. So going to the mikvah is a tzarech mitzvah. So if you tell me this is l'chom lachos and a sichel gufa, and you're going to paskin that's mut, that's not the raisa. So it's a shus to shus, a mokah mitzvah. Amir la'akum and lachos and a sichel gufa. The tzarech mitzvah. So you can tell the goy to cut her fingernails. But if you tell me this is called lachos sichel gufa, so it's wonder about it. You don't have a head to the tzarech mitzvah. So what she the Mishabura here, the Bir Loch over here, all the way at the bottom, the last line. The Isha Shashachal Litul Tziparayim Erev Shabbos Erev Leil Tilosu B'Shabbos. So the eight says you should tell the goy to do it b'yad. So tell the goy to do it b'yad. So it's a shinui. Taking off b'yad, not b'kli, is a shinui. So now it's a shus to shus mokah mitzvah, and then it's mutter. Malach b'kli do malach. That's. But you b'kli, it's going to be malach l'dur the dasa Rambam. Right. But if that's not possible, it's not very easy to cut, take them off b'yad, or biting them off. You're going to right. They have to look nice also, because otherwise you have problems with the seats of that way also. So you have to do it in a way which is you know, comes out looking correct. So he brings over here, there's an Akudas HaKesef in Yeridei Akub Sadi Ches. So this is the machlokes between the Taz and the Akudas HaKesef in Hilchos Tevila in Yeridei Akub Sadi Ches. What's the Eitzah? The Taz says that you should just be Menaka under the Tifernayim, because you can't tell the Goy to do it. Right? And he's with the Shach Paskin, that it's Mutter. Why? Now, one second. So we have to understand. Mukhara, but you just quoted me the Rivosh and said, Mamonashach, according to the Ram, it's Lachzad Gufa Yachai. According to the other Mishainim, it's called Malachat Shechel Gufa because you're doing it in the Sarf, the person. So either way, it's going to be Malachat the Raisa. So what's the Heter? So the Heter is, the Shach over there says, she's not doing it, he's Noas, Bezer, Rakhat Sarf Tila. It's not the tzarech of goof or the tzarech of the hair. It's not the tzarech of the fingernails. It's not the tzarech of the goof of the woman either. Because she says, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a problem with my having fingernails there. It's the tzarech tevila. There's a din in the tzarech tevila, so that's not called tzarech of goof. So meila, that's what the shach says. Meila, if you don't have the eitz of doing it, but yeah, you should be your stomach on the nekudas hakesef, and that's halacha l'maaseh, the shabur klasik. It's good. I've had this this halacha lemaisa happened at least twice. I've gotten the shayla halacha lemaisa. A woman forgot to cut her fingernails. You know, what should she do? So that's not wrong. He doesn't bring the sheath as attached just to be manak. Even doesn't bring that sheath. But he's samech on that. So now that lekara is an interesting question, right? So that's really our sugya kuvav, that we're saying that doing it, not the tzarech A or B, but the tzarech mitzvah, it's called ein tzarech leguf. Right? That's the lekara what he's coming out. So that'll play into this Ramban, which the Ramban discusses, is milah called tzarech guf or not? Right? How do you learn up the Gemara? Is milah called tzarech leguf or not? Which I don't want to get into that problem, but I'm putting that point out. That's interesting. Nakuda over here, that's called ein tzarech leguf. So it's the gay karei al meisoy, the tzarech kiyam mitzvah. It's the gay su milah the tzarech kiyam mitzvah. Maybe those cases are better because the mitzvah is right now. This is just hechadim for the next step, which is the tefillah. Okay, yesh lodin b'zeh, but horror in this beer locha. Good. So Aleph, we have a shayla. What the sheet is a machaber, the mishabura seems to not go with the mahalach of the grok, because otherwise you have the stira. It goes to the halach of the rivosh. The melo, we can assume again the sheet is a machaber, like it's mashma in shin tazayin and shin lamadala, that ikur psak is not like the Rambam. Ikur psak is that mlach shesin the goof is mutter deraisa. It's only the asur rabbanon, and that's going to play out. Lagabi, many of your issues of halachos and tzikul gufas, rabbanons, shus to shus, etc. But the shemem is a different cheshbon. It's a cheshbon of the rivosh. Now, one last point on this: the Ramban himself here in the sugya kuvav agav points out that goyzus is called tzikul gufa. He doesn't say the rivosh. He just says simply, like, I'm doing it in the body, the tzarech of the body. So what's not mean if the tzarech is the hair or the tzarech is the body? Both those cases are called tzarech l'gufa. Because what I'm doing it in is some way is better. It's being bettered. There's a benefit to it. So that he says it's time when a person, he holds that, so the same way that it's called tzarech l'gufa, he says, semela, therefore mila is also called tzarech l'gufa. Even though I have no use for the orla, right, and the chara, but the mice of the body is getting better, but it's still called makalka. That's the sheet of Ramban. Right, I can make something tzricha legufa and still call it makalka. And say, but which is that's part of the lomah shishikol chara, which we need to talk about. We'll leave that. Okay, so that's truly really a third mahalach. So you really have three mahalachim to understand the din of Gaizeh, according to the Rambam. The Gra learns it's according to the Rambam. You have the Rivosh, because in the Mishkan there were both options, and the Ramban says that obviously over here he doesn't get involved in that. He says the same way that's true by Gaizeh, so he says that's true by Mavir, even though I'm Mechal Leitzim, but I need the Eish. It's true by Bar, even though the thing that I'm taking out I don't need, but the mice that's being massacred and the thing that I'm taking it from. So he's not getting involved in the Mishkan. He's not, you know, making the Rivoshes. Let's go back to the Mishkan and see what they did in the Mishkan thing. He's just saying the same thing. This is the Yisoid. When you do something, you're doing in Tzrich Lagufa, if in the item that I'm doing it in, there's a tikkun, or a bad word, that there's a tachlis, so that's called Tzrich Lagufa. That's how the Ramban answers over here. Good. Fine. Now, there's a Ran comes along and says, okay, we have to understand there's a din by Deleika that Mirlakim is also. That's very clear in the Mishnah. You're allowed to say Kol Machaba is Eino Mafsid, but if you say Peferish to tell the Goy to put it out, it's also to do. So the Ran wants to know why. If you pass like Rav Shimon, the Machlokes Tzrich Legufa is not the Raisa. So we know that Shus Shus is Mutter Malkum Hefsid. Hefsid Gadol for sure. His house burning down is Hefsid Gadol. So it's Malkum Tzrich Legufa. Mir Lakum and Malkum Tzrich Legufa is Shus Shus and Malkum Hefsid. Why is it also? So Lachara, I don't get it. In Shin Lamed Aleph, which is the halachas of the Lake on Shabbos. So Mishabur over here in Shin Lamed Aleph, in Sharat Siyun, Nun Zayin. He says, so you can tell that any Yehudi that Kol Mechaven Omafsid, it's on Sif Chavov. So, but you can't tell Meferish. Also, learn the Yehudi Mishaburin Sif Katan Samaches. You can't tell the Goy to be Mechabes, the Kuli Alma. Why? So the Sharetzion explains the next line he's going to say is coming to answer this kasha. Right? So the Sharetzion in Sif Katan Zayin, Hanafil of the Mandomer, Malachus and Sifu Gufa is Mir Rabbanon. And we pass in Shin Zayin Sif Hei, the shoes to Rabbanon Mutra Ayrei and Hudi, Bemakam Hefsit Godel. I'm coming now to answer that question. The answer is, keep it out and ball. I'm going to know if the Rishi said, also the Kuya, who by Atzma. The Xerah Rabbana. Right? So, what's the Xerah Rabbana? That if you tell him, if you get, allow him to get involved and tell him to go, he's doing it himself already. Okay? Right? Good. So the only case is Mutter, but Kisvei Kodesh, you tell that in Yehudi because of Bizarre Kisvei Kodesh, etc. Then he says in the Sharetzion, Ayin Shom B'Mogin Avram, in Shin Zayin, B'Shem Aran, Tamachar the Yesh L'Hachmer Mezeh. He gives a different reason. So that's the Ran, this is the Ran's Kasha. The Ran says a different terrace than the Mishaburis terrace. No, you have to send the Mishaburis terrace. Mishaburis terrace doesn't make any sense. So what are you telling him? You're telling him, listen, the reason why it Batsim Lachos and Gubas Rabban. And the Shmir Shushus is Mutzim Mokim Hesed Gobel. But the answer is, you're going to be Matin. To do it, he'll come to do it himself. And? But he's still in the Bluff Shed of Silgufa. Still in the Rabbanon. So you're making Gzera to the Rabbanon. He's not doing it because he wants that Pechim after, you know, his house is burning. Say, oh, great, I have so much Pechim to use afterwards. It's so exciting. He's putting out there because he wants to save his house. So you're making Gzera to the Rabbanon. How do you answer the cash? So Ron does not say this to Eretz. So the Ran says a different teretz. So the Ran says that Moshe Nesil Gufa is a very chomer dekad rabbanon. Why? Because there's no shitting of the ma'isa itzad of malach of the rice. The exact same ma'isa you're doing of the rice. The only thing is what your kavanah is kavegi whether this is the rice or the rabbanon. We're not going to be matter such a thing because it's you're on the kutasara, right? So when it comes to malach of Nesil Gufa, we don't have the kula of malach. It doesn't go into the regular rules of shus to shus and makam hefset as mutter. That's the Ran's teretz. So malach of Nesil Gufa is a whole different ball game. Because it's totally in Kavan. Good. So that's why the Ran does Samela, but you can't use that to answer Mishabur either. Saying, you know, I asked you, you're making Gzeira also the Rabbanon, yeah, but this Rabbanon is more Chomer. So then you might as well Ran already. So then you don't say that, you can say your answer straight. So vice versa, somewhere in the Mishabur is accepting the Ran Svara, but not, in other words, to say that they asked the Shus to Shus because the Shus is more Chomer, right? The issue of Kavanah, but that's not my Dibur. I mean, it's not my Dibur to tell him to do it with Kavanah. I'm telling him to do it without Kavanah. So he chooses with Kavanah, that's not part of my business. So if I choose to shoes, the Malkum has it. But the Xeris, I might do it, and if the guy be that, it is more Chomer. Right? That's what Mishabura seems to be saying. So, but shoes to shoes. I'm not saying that halacha lemaisa I have a big nafka mina. Mishabur is saying that there is by halacha shulguva there is the sura shus to shus and makom hefset is mutter. In this case, at the lake of punk, there's a gzera. According to Mishabur's teretz, according to the Ran, we're saying a general rule. There's never a heter shus to shus and makom hefset by halacha and shulguva. They're both saying the reason is because it's more chomer, but according to Mishabur, it's only in the game being more chomer in the gzera when you might come do it yourself, which is only in the game by the lake. According to Ran, it's always in the gate. That's the nafkamina between the two. So that's a big nafkamina of Hokal Maisa. According to Mishabur, the way the Mishabur seems to be Machriya, not like the Ran, Shus or Shus and Mokum, that Amir Lakum does it. Amir Lakum on Malach in Sila Gufa will have the heterim of Mokum Hefsid, Mokum Mitzvah, etc. That's why in Shemem he says, well, okay, no problem. Shus Shus Mokum Mitzvah is Mutter. According to the Ran, you're not going to get that answer. Okay, so that's the Mishabur over here in Shin Lamed Aleph. Fine. Okay. Now, Lechara, I'm not arguing it around. You have to mechalik between different cases. So this is what you see. Minayu Bey in Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chazayin, which is the next Sif. Kachelus and Menachas Bemakom Shirabim Nizaykin Ba. There, you're allowed to be mechabit because they're talking about the person doing it himself. Because Malachus Hanasim Lagufa and Bemakom Sar the Rabbim, they didn't ask Malachus Hanasim Lagufa. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that so Bizman Chazal, the way they lived, the Shash Deleika, the Pesach can point out Halakha L'maisa Bizman Hazeh when it comes to Deleika. You know, it's very clear in the Gemara, you can't tell the guy to put it out. So that's only relevant Bizmanom, that they, where they lived, that was, you know, but the way we live nowadays, which houses are next to each other, so it's like if there's a chashash that comes to fashas, obviously you do what you got whatever you have to do. Teres says it wasn't chashash that comes to fashas because you can get everybody out, right? So that's very nice when your house is sitting out in the farm, you know in the middle of North Dakota, you know, the nearest family is 3 miles away, so you get out, you can count how many people are in or out, and that's it, goodbye, right? But if you're living in a packed ghetto with houses next to each other, so you can guarantee you'll get out in time. What about the guy next door? That there's an elderly person or there's a tinnik or whatever it is. So you don't know. It's always a chashash that comes to vashas. That's already the time of the Ramah. He says this. The Aruch HaShulchan says, but Vaiter, what you're telling me that kachelus hunachas b'makom shirabim nizaykin ba, we always b'makom shirabim nizaykin ba. Right, so you're allowed to do it because it's malachas and a sikul gufa. It's never according to the Rambam. So besides, there's a hetzav amir la'akum. Right, besides the hetzav, there's a hetzav sakana. I don't need the hetzav sakana. I have a hetzav b'etzav. It's malachas and a sikul gufa. And they asked you to where there's a zek of the Rambam, which it always is. So it's not a swara. Why is man is etz mutter? Nafkamina, I had to tell you a cute myself. So, 1986, Mashu Kazet. So, I'm teaching the tells they had this before they opened the Carlol in Cleveland Heights, but they had a night Carlol that the yeshiva would go and learn about them. Eri Yugaman had to go, and that was part of his expectation. Yugaman, he had to go once a week to at least learn about them. So I had three shiurim there, two hour seder. I learned the halacha with one group for an hour. I learned Haskalah's Gemara with another group for 50 minutes. And the last 10 minutes before Maariv, I said halacha l'maisa for the whole tzibur. So my halacha group, the first hour, was people which are a little more advanced, etc. We used to learn inside a sefer, etc. There was a parallel group at the same time for people which it was Pirkei Avos, so those who hadn't, you know, they had no background yet, they used them Pirkei Avos together. So one night, the Magid Shir for the Pirkei Avos group didn't show up, so the person in charge, was, you know, running the program, took that whole group and put it with my group learning halacha. So we were learning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Deleika, and Shabbos. So I'm learning this halacha, you know, if there's no sekana to any people, right? So there's no, you know, there's no hetzer mir lakum, etc. Fine. So one person asked me a question. This guy's not frum. He's now frum Baruch Hashem. At that point in time, he wasn't frum yet. And I know who the person is. The person is quite a wealthy person. He lives out in Pepper Pike in this fancy house. Like the next house is about a mile away from him, you know, etc. So I said, you know, if you live close to each other, like, you know, in the, you know, good old Cleveland Heights, you know, each house is right next to the other one, etc. That would be about you would call the fire department. But you live out in these, you know, fancy houses, etc. And all of a sudden, I'm saying this again. This guy's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I said, says Rabbi, do you mean to tell me that when a fire breaks out on Shabbos, you know, when you're living in a house far distant from each, you know, from everybody else, and you only have like three members of the house, and you all can get out safely, you can't call the fire department to put out the fire? I said, yes. He says, Rabbi, do you mean to tell me that that's what you would do when it happens? I said, I hope I would do the right thing. He says, Rabbi, you're crazy. So that was his response to that. I think I must have set back his kiruv, you know, becoming frum by a few months by that one. Then eventually, Baruch Hashem became frum. But I feel bad that I sort of like blew his mind about what halacha, where halacha stands in these things. So yeah, but that's what comes out. If you're taka living out there in these fancy houses which are a mile away from each other, and only three people in the house and two dogs, whatever, you know, like that type of thing, yeah, you can get. I once had a halacha l'maisa shaila. I wanted to ask you whether a person came to me that his son's dog was very not well, and he wanted to know, was he allowed to call the, you know, the doctor, the veterinarian on Shabbos to save the dog's life? And of course, the son, and the son said, if you don't, I'm no longer keeping Shabbos, I'm no longer frum, right? I'm done, right? So, Rabbi, what do I do? Okay. What did Rabbi say? So there's interesting Rashba at the end of Mishnah Berurah quotes. At the end of Chen Zion, right?
Someone said that by a boar, what is a
chalik? Right, end of Shin Vav. There's a Rashba. No, right, it's a Rash. The core is a Rashba. Based on the Ritois of Shabbos. Meeker, it's pointed a Rashba. So Misha Shlokai. So the goyim kidnapped their daughter, this guy's daughter. And if he runs now, he's Mechal Shabbos, he'll save her from the goyim from Kishmatza. If he waits till after Shabbos, she's in the convent, that's done, she ain't coming back. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save, there's no danger to her life. The only child is that she's going to end up being a Gishmatzuch and becoming a. They're going to baptize her, and that's it. It's done. They ain't getting her back. Alright? Mitzah losum laderech pama v'lishad al-batzalosu yotzeh filo chutz ha-shalosh parsos v'iloi boy bezen goyzen alov, they make him do it. So, so what's the heter? Because the Morris says in Yuma that it's mutashi. The reason why you allow mechala Shabbos to save a life is because mutashi mechala one Shabbos, then you should mechala one Shabbos, and the himel will be shomer many Shabbos. Because you save his life, he'll be able to keep many Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why you allow him. We know that. How do you know v'chai behem? Right? The more doesn't just say, the more doesn't go to v'chai behem. The more goes to five different drushes, and then the Gemara eventually says the all tenoim is drushes. The more says that they're all not good. The drushes v'chai behem. Right. One of the drushes is this drusha. So the shaila is this drusha nitzchel l'maaser or not? So your sharmer in order to be oisa is a Shabbos, which means that if you're banging sharmer, you're not going to be oisa the Shabbos. You're not sharmer the Shabbos. Right, that's the more drush. Your sharmer is a Shabbos. Lasus is a Shabbos. If your shmir will bring to many other Shabbos, it's fine. But if your shmir is a Shabbos, will bring that you're not going to be oisa the Shabbos because the guy's going to die. Right, so the Rashba says, "Kalva Charmer." Just choose a Rashba. The Rashba says, "Kalva Charmer." If you're talking about the person with Gishmatzah, you allow him in Mechala Shabbos to save them. Now, does it apply to the situation over here or not? You have to figure out, you know, what the kid really mean it or not. Okay, but interesting halacha. I'm not passing halacha l'maisa right now. You'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Yeah. Anyway, so that's halacha l'maisa by the lake. I just want to point out there's a sefer. I remember seeing this aura. There's a sefer called Panei Shabbos. I'm seeing this. I don't know, 30 years ago. He pointed out, you know, there's two areas of halacha on Shabbos that you need to know halacha l'maisa. I was telling the Rebbe, this Hilchos Shabbos is overwhelming. You know, the passing Hilchos Shabbos, like there's so much information you need to know to keep track of. He says, as long as you know where to look, you know, you're the shell, you look it up. This is what he told me, you know, 30 years ago. I started learning, you know, Hilchos Shabbos all the time. Right? You know, there's a Prima Gadim, by the way, in Prima Gadim in his Hagdoma to Hilchos in Hanagah Shalv initial, in the beginning in Aruch Chaim, he says that Adarabah, he brings quotes from, I'm going to say Knesset Gedolah, I think, that he says that, you're not allowed to be Merah Halachah Lifnei Rabbi, if the Sefer is available, and you don't look at the Sefer, it's more halachic with Nirabba. You can look up the Sefer. What do you, the Mishabura passing? Why should you pass? Ask the Mishabura first. See what he says. Tadra, you have to look it up in the Sefer. So there's two halachas that you need to know with not up your Sefer. What do you do if you might see something on Shabbos in your keys and you find in the keys while you're in the Rishus of Rabbah? One second! Let's go check the Mishabura. It's not an option. Another one is Hilchos Leikah B'Shabbos. One second! Let's check the Mishabura. You need to know Hilchos Leikah B'Shabbos. Halacha L'maisa. You need to know what to do. Right? So, call 911, please. Okay. And if you can't, the Ikrib Sock, like you're saying over here, it's not worse than Kachel Menachas, but Mokam Shiram, unless you live out in Pepper Park. Right? That's. Okay. Fine. Now, there is a few Mishaburas over here. So, in Shin Tes Zayin, he handles the following shaylas. He handles the shayla in Shin Tes Zayin and in Shin Chof Ches. So a person has a decayed tooth. So is he allowed to take the tooth out on Shabbos? So the first issue over here is, so in Shin Chof Ches Sif Gimel, which so Kobach Shacholol the Hanav Mishenayim Lifnim Mishenayim Be'atzam Beklal Mechalim Lezer Shabbos, and Makash Shacholol is considered a Sakanas Nefashis, and you're allowed to be Mechalim Shabbos. So a person has an infection in his tooth is considered a Sakanas Nefashis. Now that's fascinating, you know, when you learn this halacha, because you will ask your modern dentist, and he says that it's actually considered. If you live in the world before antibiotics, right? They discovered that a person who has an infection in his tooth very quickly can get an infection in the heart. There's a direct connection between the two, and that's why whenever they do deal with anything which has infection in the tooth, they always get antibiotics beforehand because of the chashash that will go directly to the heart. So it's not just like that absurd. Modern science has finally borne out this halacha of Chazal that a maka in the tooth. Now we live in a wonderful world where we have antibiotics. Imagine we're bound for antibiotics, so infection from the tooth very quickly goes to the heart. Okay. So Mishabura deals with the So Ramah says, person has ches rishino mitzara lov lohitziyoi, armelein yehudi lohitziyoi. So if you need to extract the tooth, you extract the tooth. Ayadei akur. Now. So the Ramah adds a heter of tzar. Now. So then he brings over here that the Eli Rabba says that the Ayin Yisrael is also the Tzar Shein Ein Refu Yadua. Ayin Rabba sometimes taking it out makes it worse. Fine. On this din over here, so in Sif Kut and Yud Beis, you can't tell the Yisrael to do it. The Tzar Shein Hu Malacha the Raisa to Hachayv the refuah, Morgan of Rome. So you're taking out the shame. It's called chayv al refuah, and it's called malacha de rice. Now you're not taking out the shame to use the shame, right? Now. So in the Bir Lachem Itzayir, and these had the Gam Ken Yesh La'ayim the Mashal Kosam Mogen Avram Litzos Shein Hu Malacha the Rice so the Hakayv al Refua Ratzalarmar Chay Filam Andar Mekalka Bechabur is Potter the Zema Sakin Hu. But the Chara, I don't understand. The Enam Mechavin Rak Litzos Hashem, so he's not coming Mechavin the Shem Chavola. But Dama Melaka Osi, but I'm going to have a Psik Reisha, Havi Akaponim Psik Reisha Lo Yichbeslei Yisrael Min Rabbanon. But if you hold Mekalka B'chabur is Chayiv, so that's also going to be Chayiv. We hold the Potter, so why are you Chayiv over here? And then we have to figure out whether you Potter, we pass it, when you pass on that. So he does not get involved in any Isser of Goizis, you're taking out the Shein, to make your body better. Right? He doesn't seem to be bothered by that. He says, but the issue is the Malacha of Chayivol. But Chayivol, the Shein Refuah, is called Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. And it's called Masakit. That's the Malacha of Rambam holds. So Mishabura is not convinced because that's not your kavana. Good. In Shin Tazayin, in Mishabura of Katan Lamed, if a person wants to be makas dam la adam la refua, so that's chayiv. The kuli alma, unless it's a case of sakana. The humah chal masakin, we got melacha shirich legufa. The horetza ata bechavala zuk. Then he's rapes. That's that morgan of rum in shin chav ches. That the morgan of rum says that chavala la refua is called tzarich legufa. So over here, I'm taking out the dam. I don't need the dam. It's not tzarich lecowboy. But I need it for the. I take out the dam. I need it for the refua. So according to the Ramban, that anything I do in the body, because it's going to benefit the body, right? So that's called Tzricha L'Gufay. Just like it says, just like Shaykh, you take out the dam, I don't need the dam, but it's called a tikkun, and the shkita is a tikkun. Because I got a better, I want right now to shech the animal, take out the neshama, in order to use the animal. So in some way, that's called Tzricha L'Gufay. Even I don't need the dam, so Chavel Rufu is the same thing.
Right.
Okay, so the Mishabura passes that halacha lemaisa, he doesn't can't cause the mugging of rum. Then the iron biralacha. So again, the biralacha, he gets nervous. He's not sure. He says depends what the malacha is. If the malacha, there's a shaila. What malacha taking out dam? What is the malacha? Is the malacha chayvul? Is it chayiv out nithil sashama, or is it chayiv out mefarik, which is told of dosh? It's told of dosh. We always the malacha of dosh always has to be you need to use that in your taking out. The Rama passes himself is al tefarik, but the Rama holds and the gufa is chayiv. So according to the Rama, anyway, you're chayiv, even though it's fine. But according to the shita which held al chavala, the tilsa shama al chara, that would work like the Ramban. He quotes the idea of the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban himself, but he quotes the idea of the Ramban, like just like shayichet. So halacha lemaisa, poskim handle this. So if they're taking out blood, they do blood tests. They want to do a blood test on Shabbos. It's a malachas shirich l'gufa. You want to use the dam to be quite again. This is where Rashi, I'd prefer not to be sick. That's not, you see from the case of Mafas Morsa, etc., that that's not true. Tosis Kash, I'm not answering that. So we spoke on last week. I mean, the Kuda Siluk versus not Siluk, not the Kuda Prasen Lebolo. So that's not, it's irrelevant. That whole discussion is irrelevant. It's not brought into a lochal maisa. That sort of Rashi, Prasen Lebolo.
What about the Gemara? How
are you going to
get from the Ziba? It's the same idea to check.
We'll get there, maybe. That's part of that discussion in the Ramban, right? Where do you draw the line? Okay, but taking out dam to be baidik to dam is malacha deraisa. So, is it mutter? So, Amir la'akum l'tzar chayla, even chayla shem esakon is mutter, but Yisrael can't do it. What about getting a shot? So there's interesting discussion in the place about getting a shot. So there's two types of shots. There's a shot which is intramuscular or subcutaneous, which means this goes under the skin, into the muscle. It's not going into a vein. So that's mutter. Getting a shot intravenously, they put it into the vein. So the way they do the shot is when they put it in, the next thing they do is they pull out they pull back on the plunger to pull out some blood to see that they're in the vein, because this thing has to go into the vein. The only way they know it's into the vein is by seeing that there's blood, because if it's in the vein, they'll pull out blood. If it's not in the vein, they won't pull out blood. So they pull back and no blood comes out. They know they missed the vein and they have to try again. So is that called Tzricha L'Gufa or not? Right. So if the guy being the gay, so we have our in Eretz Yisrael, and we have this Jewish nurse, and over here, so if it's a chayla sheish mitzakana, fine, chayla sheish mitzakana, so it's not mutter. If it's tzricha l'gufa, if it's ain't tzricha l'gufa, so we'll get involved in whether that's mutter or not. So is that called tzricha l'gufa or not? So of course this is a machlokes of non-rabbi skim, whether this is called tzricha l'gufa or not. So Shir Shabbos Kehilchus brings in a footnote that Reb Chatzkel Bramsky held this called Tzricha L'Gufa. You need to do this with the Mervar, whether you're in the vein or not. This is how you Mervar that, so that's what you want to do. You want to pull out the blood. It's called Tzricha L'Gufa. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says he's not sure. He's not sure if this is called Tzricha L'Gufa or not. He thinks it's more inertia that it's not called Tzricha L'Gufa. And so I'll leave it to, based on all of your tremendous knowledge of Tzricha L'Gufa, you have to decide if it's called Tzricha L'Gufa or not. Okay. Now, Next. There's a dinner Reish Ayin Ches that you're allowed to be mechaber the nair, that Mishnah in Mem Malikin. Yachal Chabas is nair b'shvil chaylo. So mutal Chabas is nair b'shvil chaylo sheishin, but chaylo sheish b'sakana. The Gemara says that chaylo sheish b'sakana, but not a chaylo sheish b'sakana. Now you have to understand why. If you hold like the Mandamar which holds Malchus Shenasil Gufas Kayev, every keeper is always is Malchus is in his evil Shenasil Gufas Kayev. So it's only mutter for chaylo sheish b'sakana. If you're passing Mechaber Shita, you're passing like the Mandomer, which holds Chol Hashem B'Sakana. That's what I'm saying. Malach Shem Sila Gufa is on Drabonon, so why do you have to Chol Hashem B'Sakana? Even Chol Hashem B'Sakana. Right? Like the Mechaber Paskin over there at the end of Shin Lamed Aleph. So over here, the Bir Halacha asked the Kasha. So since it's a Farish of Gemara, the Gemara says, according to the Mandomer that holds, even if you hold Enes Shikla Gufa, is Potter, Chalash Masakana is us. You're going to ask me for Shilam Adala, Besoifer, your Matu, Lachabas, Vishal Sarabim, Gachelash Al Eitz, Befil Shal Yuzlaikabo, it's the same Kibui. He says there's a difference between a Sarah the Rabim and Sarah the Yachid. So this is, that Heter is older because it's a Chashash, has it to a Rabim, and they're going to get burnt by it, so that's a Sarah the Rabim, Chashash, that's Mutter. They're a Matu, Melachas, and Sila Gufa. But for Sarah the Yachid, they're not going to be Matu Yisrael to do it for Sarah the Yachid. Okay. Fine. An important point. So even though it's a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, but we're not allowing you to do Melachas Nesil Gufa for the Tzarech Chol Hashem B'Sakana. So it means, again, even though you're Matur the Rabbanans for Tzarech Chol Hashem B'Sakana, so not this Rabbanan. This Rabbanan is more Chomer. Melachas Nesil Gufa is more Chomer. There is a Stira in Mishabura. So Mishabura in Shin Beis. So in Shin Beis, Sif Yud, so it deals with this interesting Shiloh. Once a person washes his hands, then he wants to dry his hands on a towel. So the water on his hands is now being wiped into the towel. Maybe it's chashash or kibus. You're cleaning the towel with this water off your hands. Right? That's the discussion in Shin Bei Shif Yud. So Machaber is lashon zarechus yadav toiv shin lenagam b'koyach zu b'zu lahosim him amayim kvi acholto yikadam shikanakeim b'mapa. So the Machaber says you need to get all the water off your hands as much as possible before you wipe your hands on the towel, because otherwise the water in your hands is going to clean the towel. Toiv doesn't say it's a zarechus mo, but yesh shikasudin lachosh zeh, because we don't say shvius begazir kibusoy b'chei gavna, because it's derech lichluch. You know, the point is your hands are dirty and etc. Okay, noig. So in this discussion over here, so the Bir Halacha gets involved in the following Shiloh. Rakitas Tinik b'yamtiv b'mayim chamin. So they were washing this kid on yamtiv b'mayim chamin. So the derech is that they put a diaper down in the crib, which you're washing him over there, and you can't wash him well without that. I can't tell you. I sent them to see us exactly why it doesn't work well. The kid's going to slip down, whatever they were using, that thing they were using to hold him in. So you have something under him; it's going to hold him in place. I'm not sure exactly what the issue is, but meanwhile, you're putting this water on and you're cleaning off this diaper, this absorbent pad that you're putting underneath this cloth. You're putting underneath, so it's a problem of kibus. So how do we do this? So the Mishabura comes along and says, so the case, if you start with ones which are clean, so he's not really interested in the kibus, and his main purpose is just to matia tachas atinuk, habi kibus melachos and tzirkul gufa, which only drabonon. And since we have a din that tinuk considered chol b'shus embasakana, because he needs to be cleaned, otherwise he can get sick from it. So your matter, they said drabonon amloch and tzirkul gufa the tzirkul chol b'shus embasakana. That's what Mishabura suggests. So now, leaving out the problem, it's not melachos and tzirkul gufa, it's tovar sheni miskaven. With the psik ratio, then you get involved in that question is darshan is coming with the psik ratio is always going to be darshan is always going to be lachshan is the gufa. because I'm not doing it for that purpose. That's and miskaven for that purpose. I'm miskaven for purpose A. Now, out comes B. So I'm not. So it's in a sukkah l'gufa. So every case of malacha, every case should be shemachas in a sukkah l'gufa. Leaving that out, that's a major discussion which we touched on before. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens, he calls malacha in a sukkah l'gufa, and he says it's mutter because it's chel hashem b'sakana. So why can't you be mechaber the nair for the chel hashem b'sakana? It's the exact same thing. So over here in the Moshe of Dirshu, they bring the Rishon Zalman as the Kasher. Over here in Shin Beis, it's a theory between this case and that case. So he says that this is the only case of Psik Reisha, and that's why it's Mutter. So it has the Ma'al of Rishon Miskaven. That's why he's being matter. He's not being matter for Tzil Gufa for Tzarech Lemeshel Embasakana. It's only in conjunction with the fact that it also has the Maila of Darashani Miskaven. So Yisrael is doing it directly. He's not being matter. Yisrael to do it directly. The Tzarech Rabim, yeah. Right? So if I'd have Rishon Zalman passing the Dibishiko, that the definition of Rabim is three people. So if I have three Charlim in a room which they need the light to put out, otherwise they can't sleep, and there's Charlim which is a Kana, he would be Matar. In the case of a hospital, he's Matar. In the case of your house, you usually have only one Charlim. In the case of the hospital, if we need to put it out, it's in a circle of Gufa. Okay, modern lights, you have to figure out what the Malacha is. If the Malacha is just Kibui, so then it's in a circle of Gufa, because metal, by definition, is never Pechom. It's always in a circle of Gufa. So If you don't get involved in Brian Abbasiser issues, etc., the only malach over there is kibui. By definition, putting out metals always in a sukkah l'gufa. So he was matir that if you have three chalim in the room, so you can put it out, and they can't sleep because of the light, you can put it out. Tzarech Rab. That's like the din over there in Shin Lamadal. But the Tzarech Yachid, you can't. I over here doing it for the tinnik, which is Sarah Yachid, because over here it has the added mile, it's Darashani Miskav. That's how Rishon Zalman answers that point. Okay, one point I want to tell you over here. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Aleph. By Hitzos Ameis Ushos Rabim. So the Mechaber in Shin Yud Aleph Sif Beis Meis, which he's Tzrich B'Bayis, and he's Mispaza Ben Achamin and Meis. They're being Mispaza. You got to take it to Carmelis. Unless you have a place in the house where you can move it to. So the eager discussion over here is Hilchos Mukzah. How do we metal the mace is Mukzah? So this is part of Hilchos Mukzah. Shinyan Aleph really is Hilchos Mukzah. So he deals with that. But then he brings Yesh Mishamata Lotiaf like Rosh Hashanah, Ayane Tinik, Avlo Yane Kikr. So the solution for the Hilchos Mukzah issue is the Gemara says a Kula. Because I'll cover the Brias to move the mace. So there's the Tiltum and Tzad is Mutter the Tzarech Dabra Mutter. So if I'm I have Mukhs on my table, the case of the table's on a basis, because there's a Heter there also, and I need to move the table. So even though I'm moving the money which is on the table, Agav, so it's Mutter. If I can do near, I have to do near. If I can't do near, for whatever reason, I can't do near, so I'm allowed to move it, because my main kavanah is not the tilt of the mukzah, so it's the tzarech dabra ahead. So if I put on top of the mace, I put a tinnik, now the tinnik is riding on top of the mace, and I need to move the tinnik, or I need to move the kicker. Well, I'm not really moving on the tzarech the tinnik or the tzarech the kicker, I'm really moving the tzarech the mace. But since the mace, there is a tinnik and the kicker, I go to that, they were matter. For the tzarech of covered maize, they were matter to say it's tilti minatzah. But now I have a new problem. I'm going to Rishon Zerabim. I'm doing it saw. So tinnik is chai is nice atzmai. But the kicker would be a problem. That's the mechaber's din. So why is it mutter? But what about the tzoy yeshut? It's only sidur rabbanon because we passing like Reb Shimon. The law he tira lebekarma is the lesser ikur deraisa. Over here, the gufa, even though it's a derabanan, considers it ikur deraisa. Lemaisa taz passing like the first sheet that don't do it. Uber prat, because it's not so pasha that you're patur leh, because the Rama passes like Rabbi Huda. So all of a sudden we hear that like the Mishnah Berurah seems to be chayshus about the sheetas Rabbi Huda over here. So I'm not. Answering that question on that point. Okay, so that's an interesting question. Last interesting point over here. The makor for the Rama, the Rama paskins that the tzricha legufa and the legufa is chayiv. Is the Rama paskins by tzeda that a person does tzeda l'sachik boy, it's osur, it's chayiv. So what's the case of l'sachik boy that we're talking about, which is chayiv? So if I'm sawed an animal because I want to play with the animal, that's why is it called insuik l'gufa? I want to use the animal. See, so the Chazanish explains that the case of the Rama was that I have no use for the animal. I enjoy capturing things. I'm going to capture it and then release it. So, even though I want to do tzeda, and the tzeda is l'tzara, because I like playing, but I enjoy the tzeda. I enjoy the hunt. I enjoy the capturing it. Right? So that's the chor. But the tzrich l'gufa is not defined by I enjoy the malacha, it's I enjoy the tzara. That the item that I'm doing the malacha is called tzara l'gufa. I want to use the animal. So the Velt doesn't make this sushtel. I think it's interesting sushtel. I had the following sushtel. There's a discussion on the poiskim. You'll tell me if you agree with the sushtel or not. Cholamoid. So loch is malach and cholamoid is only but to the tzarech amoid. So I want to go apple picking during cholamoid. So I go apple picking because I want to use apples for yomtiv. That's fine. Okay, so I go with my family, you know, we got 10 kids over there, and we pick like 15 bushels of apples. So I come back and I make applesauce and apple cake and apple pie and apple this and apple that. You know, I can't use 15 bushels of apples on Yom Tov. Is it mutter? So Rav Pesim says it's osur. Rav Shem Zalman, Rav Yashim says it's osur. You need tzarech amoyed. Rosh says no, it's tzarech amoyed. The tzarech amoyed is we enjoy picking apples. I'm not going to use the apples after Yom Tov. That's the tzarech amoyed is the act of picking, because that's the malach is picking, and I enjoy picking. Right? And the other person saying that the point is you need to use the item. That's tzarech amoyed is in the item, not in the picking, because the malach isn't the picking. The malach is picking the item, and I don't like to use the item. So I think it's the sugya over here, right? Because we now, so getting back to our sugyas. So I'm Kareel Mesoy, person's Kareel Mesoy. He has no use for the Kriya and the item. He wants him to climb the mitzvah of Kriya. Right? So is that called Tzarech L'gufa or not? So the way the Chazanish is touching up the Rambam, that's called Tzarech L'gufa. Okay, Rambam passes Chai, I'm saying, but that's called the Rambam passes the cases. And that's what we had discussion more before. More comes out that they might be called in a circle gufa. I need kriya because there's a mitzvah to kriya. So this gets right. So yeah, but I don't need kriya in the item. So the definition of circle gufa is not the. I don't need the. We would type the definition of circle gufa is the malacha is the maisa, and I need the maisa. So that's called circle gufa. You call him izeh. But that's what we're seeing from the Rambam himself. That all the Akharim assume that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because the rise from this case. Maybe not. This is called Tzarech L'gufa. I want to be a sachik. The assumption all the place, and that's not called Tzarech L'gufa. Rambam doesn't shell to the tusugis. But Rambam says, the malacha is picking, and I want to pick. Well, I'm not going to do anything with the item, but I want to pick. So are those two things totally zebezel, the definition of what's called tzarech amoyed, and the gabi, this definition of tzricha l'gufay, you could ding of yes, let me know, but I think it's something to think about. So I think we gave you some halacha l'maisa nakudas over here, and gave you what to think about the definition of tzarech l'gufay, and the Ramban... still needs to be discussed. Okay, good.